A few days later, I pull out from my mailbox, in addition to the usual barrage of J. Crew and Victoria's Secret catalogs, an envelope lined in Crane's tomato red. I pull out a wad of $100 bills held together by a sterling money clip engraved with an X. Dear Nanny, I will be returning from Chicago the third week of June. I'd appreciate it if you could see that the apartment is stocked with the following. Lillet, 6 bottles. Foie gras, 6. Champagne truffles, 1 box. Steaks, 2. Godiva chocolate ice cream, 2 pints. Oysters, 4 dozen. Lobsters, 2. Lavender linen water. Keep the change. Thanks, Ms. C. What is up with these women and lavender water? The alarm wakes me at 6:30, but it requires quite a few bleeps to raise my weary head off the pillow. I look at the clock. 60 minutes of sleep in 48 hours. I wrote my thesis for 48 hours straight, which was significantly less time than I allotted myself, but short of leaving Grayer to care for himself in the apartment, I didn't really have a choice. I uncurl from the tight fetal position in which I passed out mere seconds ago and reach down to pull on a pair of jeans. My eyes focus on the brown manila envelope that contains Ms. Chicago's letter and money. Taped and stamped, it only remains to be deposited in a mailbox after I deliver my thesis. Then Ms. Chicago and my thesis will be well on their way to becoming distant memories. My computer hums loudly, mixing with the chirps of birds outside. I lean over the chair and wiggle the mouse to get past the screensaver and click print. I click again on OK, appreciating that my computer feels compelled to check in with me at least twice regarding all major decisions. I hear the style writer run its warm-up swipe and shuffle groggily off to the bathroom to brush my teeth. By the time I return, not a stitch of progress has been made. Jesus, I mutter, checking the print monitor to see what's in the queue. A message pops up on the screen to notify me that error 17 has occurred and that I should either reboot or call the service center. Fine. I grab the disk, my wallet, keys, the Ms. Chicago package, and run out of the apartment. I jog up to 2nd Avenue, both arms waving over my head to hail a cab. I leap into the first one that pulls over. I hop out of the taxi on Waverly Place, taking the disk, my wallet, and keys. It's a little past 7:15 by the time I find my way, almost by smell, to the main computer center on the 5th floor of the education building. Need to see your ID, a girl with green hair and white lips mumbles from behind a large Dunkin' Donuts cup clutched at chin height. I rifle through my wallet a moment before remembering that the card she's referring to currently sits at the bottom of my backpack, which is in my apartment. I don't have it, but I just need to print something out. It will only take 5 minutes, I swear. I grip the counter and peer intently at the girl. She rolls her heavily cold eyes. Can't, she says, pointing half-heartedly at the list of rules printed out in black and white on the wall behind her. Okay, here, let's see. I have my sophomore ID and... I tug cards madly out of their leather slots. A library card to Loeb? See, it says senior on it. No picture, though. She flips through her X-Men comic book. Please, I am begging you, begging. I have like 28 minutes to get this printed and handed in. It's my thesis. My entire college career hangs in the balance here. You can even watch me while I print. I'm starting to hyperventilate. Can't leave the desk. She pushes her stool back a few inches but doesn't look up. Hey, you in the ski hat. A stick-thin boy with a name tag dangling from the chain around his neck glances over where he lounges near the Xerox. Do you work here? He saunters over in blue patent leather pants. Wants to print, doesn't have ID, the help desk girl informs him. I reach out and touch his arm, stretching to read his name. Dylan, I need your help. I need you to escort me to a printer so that I can print out my thesis, which is due 4 blocks from here in like 25 minutes. I try to breathe steadily in and out while the two confer. He eyes me skeptically. The thing is, we've had some people coming in to use the center for their own purposes, not students. He drifts off. At 7:30 in the morning, Dylan. Really? I try to get a handle on myself. Look, I can even pay you for the paper. I'll make you a deal. You watch me print, and if together, you and me, we generate anything other than a thesis paper, you can throw me out. Oh, God, I do not have another minute to argue with you two. What's it going to be? Am I going to fail out of college and have a cardiac arrest right here on the linoleum? Or are you two going to give me 5 fucking minutes at one of your gazillion free computers? I pound my keys on the countertop for emphasis. Yeah, okay. But if it's not your thesis, then I'm going to have to rip it up. I am already way past him, disk jammed into terminal number 6, clicking print like a madwoman.